winter storm. It grounded hundreds of flights. It stranded passengers at that New York City airport for days. Freezing temperatures impacting equipment. Then a water main break on Sunday led to more canceled flights and stranded passengers and a lot of abandoned luggage. As of yesterday, 5,000 pieces of luggage still had not been reunited with their owners. And another very dangerous internet challenge is going around. It involves eating laundry detergent pods. Numerous videos have been posted online recently of young people finding various ways to consume those pods. They've been cutting them open to drink the liquid, cooking them up on pizzas, and even smoking them. Ingesting laundry pods can lead to vomiting, seizures, and sometimes death. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. I don't have a big clock anymore. What time is it? 11:03? It is 43 overcast degrees in Flemington. Forecast for today, mostly
cloudy. It's obvious we've been away 2 weeks.
The high of 48. Tonight, showers come in after midnight and with some patchy fog, but the low will be around 45, so it will stay rain. Friday, we're going to have a heat wave of 63 degrees and 100% chance of rain. Saturday, the rain showers clear out in the morning, but the temperature drops to 38. And then Sunday is going to be sunny, but a high of only 28.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
It was winter in Manhattan, falling snowflakes filled the air. The streets were covered with a film of ice.
But a little Good morning and welcome to the Library Show. Starring Frank Sinatra, Jennifer Winberry, and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Huntington County Chamber offices. In downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Flemington, New Jersey with one less tree in about a half hour. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Huntington County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Huntington County. On today's show, Happy New Year. We'll recap 2017 at HCL and look ahead to what we have planned at the Huntington County Library in 2018. Jennifer loves it when they drop the ball in Times Square. It's a nice reminder of what she did all year. The HCL Adult Winter Reading Club, the David Aaron Quartet, oh, this was last week's, Jennifer, was joined us last night.
Yeah.
Jennifer will give us a recap on that. And so much more to tell you about on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
Go ahead.
I take umbrage.
Umbrage?
At that, me dropping the ball. I think I've done a pretty good job keeping the balls up in the air.
You've done a very good job. That's what they call
considering
it.
Considering the circumstances.
Choke, Jennifer. That's what makes it funny.
I know.
Okay.
A little touchy.
Yes, Jennifer's been a little touchy lately, but for good reason. But we won't go into that.
No.
I mentioned that a tree is going down on Main Street. It looks like one of the tallest trees on Main Street, for some reason, is being chopped down. Jennifer, do you know why?
I would guess it's no longer structurally sound.
Right in front of the large mansion that's being renovated on Main Street. Maybe it must have been interfering with the power lines as well, but...
Obviously
that tree was here during the Lindbergh trial.
Where
were all the Union Hotel people when this tree was coming down?
We go off the air, you know what happened. Up in Basking Ridge, they just went through. It was the oldest tree in New Jersey and possibly in America.
And it was sick?
And they had to take it down. They had done saplings and everything, so there are descendants of it.
My favorite story about trees is it was a couple years ago. George Harrison of the Beatles died maybe 10 years ago now, would be my guess. So somewhere out in California, they planted this big tree in remembrance of him, and they had to cut it down a couple years ago because it was infested by beetles.
Oh.
So is that an example of irony?
Is that real?
I don't know. No, that was a true story.
Yes.
So happy 2018. How was your New Year's, Jennifer? We apologize for not being here last week. The snowstorm prevented us from doing our daily rounds. We're not postmen, after all.
No.
And the chamber offices, I believe, were closed, and we could not get in here to the radio show. We're here today for a double fun show for you.
You know, we should have thought about it and come at and did the 10 o'clock hour, too.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think of that.
Sometime, if we ever miss that again, we should do that. Occasionally, remember, we used to do 2 hours when Jim Gannett would miss. They asked if we'd fill in for that second hour. We haven't done that in a long time.
No, that was always fun.
So before we change the subject again, what did you do for New Year's?
I frankly don't. I probably started my car.
You don't remember.
It was so cold.
A week ago.
No, my brain's like been frozen.
Okay, yes. Well, we're finally out of the deep freeze. I hope everybody got through.
I walked outside barefoot. I do that like the first of every year.
Didn't sound too wise.
It really wasn't.
Okay,
I do it in the warmer weather.
So did you stay up till midnight? Do I got to just ask some specific questions about
it? No, I did not.
Did you go out anywhere?
No.
You were home at New Year's. Did you stay up till midnight?
I don't even think we stayed up till 10 o'clock.
I stayed up till midnight. I was the only one, unfortunately. Me and my son's dog were the only two greeting the new year.
Yeah,
but 2018, what does it hold in store for Jennifer Winberry? That's to be determined. What does it hold in store for the Huntington County Library?
Many things. We're going to start off on Tuesday with a new computer system.
That's good news.
Not a circulation system, a new public computer system.
Well, let's lead off with that.
It's called EnvisionWare is the product. It's PC management software. Right now, it's currently called SAM, and it times your session so that if you come in and all the computers are used, you can make reservation.
Okay.
And then someone will be politely asked to leave when their session is up. And it'll be at the North County and Headquarters Library. So we're getting a new system. The public computers will not be available Tuesday at Headquarters, nor will they be available Wednesday at the North County Branch Library. We plan to have everything up and running at Headquarters on Wednesday and at North County on Thursday. With any luck, we'll get that done a little sooner.
So why did we get this new system?
We got the new system. We needed to do an upgrade on the SAM system. We wanted to add some new features. So we looked at the two companies, and we went to Bucks County Library that has this system running, and we really liked it. We went, Brian Stahl and Amy Joe from IT went and we looked at it. And we really liked it, and some of the features are you'll be able to sign up and make reservations when all the PCs are in use. Print management controls the print function and makes sure that you pay in advance for your print jobs as part of our print recovery costs. But our printing is so cheap, it's 5 cents a page.
That's very good.
All we're doing is recovering our costs. A new service is going to be scanning of documents. We'll have a scanning station where you can scan them.
Well, that's going to be good.
You can send them.
That will be popular.
That will be very popular. You'll be able to email them to yourself, send them to a flash drive, or you can print them, and they'll be 5 cents a page again. printing them. And the service I'm most excited about, and if you get the county newsletter, the Hunterdon Report, there was a little bit about it in that, and I think it was also on NJ.com, mobile printing. You'll be able to print from your smartphone, your tablet, or your laptop. So if you're in the library and want to print from your laptop, you'll be able to do that. But if it's Sunday night and you're looking at something on your phone and you say, boy, I really need this tomorrow morning, I need this boarding pass, you can send it to the library. Come in the morning, go to the print release station, and only you'll be able to see your print job because you'll retrieve it with your email, and then you can print it.
That's great.
So I think that's going to be a really good feature. And there's an app on your phone for this. So if you're traveling someplace, say you're in Vermont and you need to print something, you can click on this app and it will tell you which libraries or which other locations in the area have the service. Then you can go there. So people will see us as a printing destination. So we're really excited about this. And we haven't had a color copier at the headquarters library for quite a while. So we'll be able to use the scanner as a color copier. You know, you'll be able to scan what you want printed and then print it. So
So just another example of the Hunterdon County Library keeping up with the times and having the cutting-edge technology for you. And it, like Jennifer said, we're not here to, you know, we're keeping it minimum. We're just doing it for the price it costs us, right?
Right. As some people were saying, what do you mean you're not going to charge for scanning? I go to Staples and they charge me to scan. It doesn't cost us anything if you scan something.
Yep.
So why would we charge you? You're paying, you know, you've paid for this through your library tax.
Yeah, exactly. So, when we can present it to you for free or as cheap as we can, that's what we do. We're not, no, never mind. I'm trying to multitask, and Jennifer knows I cannot do two things at once.
No.
A lot of times I don't even do one thing at once.
Well, you do that pretty well.
What time is it?
The big clock is really... It's 11:13.
Isn't there a clock on that computer?
It's
Jennifer?
Way down in the corner, and you know I have eyesight issues. Before we go to our first commercial break, there's just two little bits of business I want to take care of.
Go ahead.
We are open at headquarters again on Sundays. We started this past Sunday from 1 in the afternoon until 5, and we will be open this Sunday. But this Monday, in honor of Martin Luther King Day, Junior Day, we will be closed at all the libraries. But we will open Tuesday. Just without public PC. The Wi-Fi will still be available Tuesday. And the other Beatles note that I was going to mention last week.
Beatles note? Nice.
Sorry, Kiko, just bear with me a minute, Kiko. Every year, twice a year, the Queen of England issues an honors list where she knights people and gives them different awards, Order of the British Empire, things like that.
Really? Don't tell me Ringo got knighted.
Ringo finally did. Ringo.
Did he?
Was the only Beatle who had not been knighted. And Ringo was finally knighted. And the press's reaction was Ringo's finally got his knighthood. So congratulations, Richard Starkey.
Beatles always still in the news 50 years later.
That's right. And Barry Gibb also got one. I was kind of
did he?
Pleased about that.
I thought he was from Australia.
He is, but it's part of the Commonwealth. It's not just, it's...
See what, how much I know?
Yeah.
So Australia's part of England?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's a Commonwealth.
Wow, did not know that.
Mm-hmm. They have their separate government, but the Queen is their Queen.
Very good. Okay, we're going to go to our first commercial break. We're going to come back with Today in History right after these messages.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch, sitting kind of catty-corner to Jennifer Winberry in the large mansion on Main Street in Flemington, watching a tree being felled.
Felled. I'm hoping it's going the other way.
We'll see. Okay, it's time for Today in History. This time, everyone can ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date. It's January 11th. Actually, I had it prepared for last Thursday, January 4th. Let me give you a couple from January 4th, just so my work isn't being wasted completely, Jennifer.
All right,
Think back to January 4th.
Okay.
I'll give you two from January 4th. One is kind of a freakish thing.
You can give them all to me.
No, just two.
All right.
We got a lot of... I want to recap 2017 for our listening audience and then get into what we're looking forward to in 2018. I think it's an important show.
Okie dokie.
Can't spend the whole time talking about things that happened hundreds of years ago.
I had to shut that drawer. It was driving me nuts.
Okay, let's go back to January 4th, 1853. After being kidnapped and sold into slavery, Jennifer, Solomon Northrop regains his freedom. You know who Solomon Northrop is?
Is he the son of Charles Northrop?
No.
The author?
What did he do later?
I don't know.
Why do we remember the name Solomon Northrop now?
I don't know.
12 Years a Slave, his memoir, became a best-selling movie.
Yes.
12 Years a Slave. I think that won a couple years ago. And then finally, Jennifer, this is a freaky thing. 1903, January 4th, wasn't a good day to be in Luna Park, Coney Island, unless you like this type of stuff. What happened? I'll just say that. What happened in Luna Park, Coney Island? If you get this one right.
You'd think I would know, but I don't.
I'd give you $1 million, Jennifer.
Yes.
Topsy the Elephant, Jennifer. Ever hear of Topsy the Elephant?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
What about him?
He was on one of the exhibits at Luna Park.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, then you know what happened to Topsy.
No, he fell in the ocean or something.
I only wish. Topsy was publicly electrocuted.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
By the Edison Film, and the Edison Film Company shot it and made a movie called Electrocuting an Elephant of Topsy's Death. Now, why would they do something like that?
That's terrible.
It is terrible. He must have been some kind of rogue. I think he killed somebody or something. So they electrocuted. But my God, with those things. Truck them to things that could never happen in today's world.
Don't say never. Never say never.
No? Do you think they would publicly electrocute an elephant in today's world?
No, I don't think so.
They just ended circuses, Jennifer.
I know.
Because they couldn't have elephants even perform.
Yeah, I can't say.
Let alone electrocute them.
I can't say I'm sad because I didn't really care for
that. Okay, let's move on to January 11th, today's date. Oh, before we start, Jennifer, can I hear about last night's program?
Oh, you sure can. It was really good. It was Dave and Aaron Quartet. He had Wayne the drummer, who is...
Wayne the drummer?
Wayne... I don't remember any of their last names, frankly. And Aaron's not even David's last name. He's like... From the second Wayne walks in, he's pounding on something.
Okay.
And then Danny the keyboard... He's got a really wry sense of humor. He's pretty funny. and Bill stand-up bass, who was stuck on Route 17 for an untold number of hours and not happy about it.
Well, that's just they come from like, even going on Route 17.
They come from North Jersey, and David came on Route 22, and it took him 2 hours to get here. And I keep saying, get on 78. But he doesn't.
It's crazy.
But anyway, we had about 10, 15 more people than had signed up.
Okay.
So we had about 53 people, and it was a good audience, and it wasn't all our regulars. There were about half and half. Half of our usual and about half the new people. And David said he read it in the New York Star Ledger on Friday, which was super. Like in the actual paper, not online.
Very good. So my question was, how was the show?
Oh, it was really great.
What did he play? Give me an example of a song.
He played Autumn Leaves, and in the beginning he played it very slowly, very traditionally, and then he swings it.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Sounds good. I don't think I've ever seen him. I've got to come sometime and see him perform. I should have came last night, actually.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, well, I missed that. And it didn't cross my mind, or I would have, actually. I was free at 7 p.m. last night. January 11th, Jennifer. 1861. What is the state of Alabama? What happens in the state of Alabama on that date?
1861? Mm. Something Civil War-ish. Kiko?
Yes.
Help?
Something Civil War is correct.
I don't know.
Alabama.
Secedes from the Union.
Is correct. Is no longer a part of the United States, Jennifer.
I don't really remember a lot of Civil War battles in Alabama.
Pick the wrong side. 1935, Jennifer. Amelia Earhart becomes the first person to fly solo from where to where? 1935.
California?
That's one end of it.
To Boston. New York.
Correct. Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
You didn't think that would be such a big event, right? But
back then, true.
It was. I guess anything crossing oceans, Jennifer. 1973, Major League Baseball institutes a new rule on this date in 1973. Yes, say it.
Designated hitter.
Is correct. The American League
adopts American League
the designated hitter. But is the American League part of Major League Baseball,
it
Jennifer?
Is.
Well, then I stand.
But it's not
by
the
my
entire. It's not all of Major League.
Well, I would have specified.
I'm specifying it was only the American League.
Okay, we know that you know baseball. How are the Mets doing, by the way?
Yeah, well, they finally fired their manager. I'm so delighted.
Okay, Jennifer, 1996, space shuttle program history launches from the Kennedy Space Center, making the start of the 74th shuttle mission. Launches today. Or on this date in 1996, the 74th shuttle mission. My question to you is, which shuttle went up?
Columbia.
We were looking for Endeavor. That might be a good, I can remember that as a trivia question.
That's a good one.
Just what are the names of all the shuttles? How many were there?
I don't know, because Endeavor doesn't come to mind immediately.
It does not, does it? Mm-mm. Two come to mind, but for the wrong reasons.
Well, I didn't want to say.
But that was in the 80s,
86.
Right?
It was in 86.
But then Columbia had the same fate later on, but I don't remember when. Is there another one? The Enterprise?
I think the Enterprise is at the Intrepid. One of them is at the Intrepid. Maybe it's the Endeavor.
Interesting, but that is a great trivia question. Okay, born on this date, Jennifer, January 11th, Alexander Hamilton.
He was a state's Secretary of State. He was famous for killing Aaron Burr in a duel. There is a...
Oh, my Lord.
No? Am I not even close? What?
His enemies destroyed his rep, and America forgot him. Indeed. Alexander Hamilton.
And there's a play about him.
There's a play about him is correct, but you kind of... Just about everything you said was wrong. Did you see in the new Star Wars? That's like the big quotable line on the thing.
No.
Every word you just said in that sentence was wrong.
Oh, Aaron Burr killed him?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, the word got around.
He's on the $10
bill. This kid is insane. That's correct. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland.
He wasn't the Secretary of State?
Get your education. Don't forget from what you came, man. Secretary of Treasury. And the world's going to know your name. What's your name, man?
Very right.
You're supposed to say Alexander Hamilton. He was Washington's right-hand man. He was a Revolutionary War hero. He was there at Yorktown winning for us. Secretary of Treasury, started the federal bank system. Any of this ringing any bell?
Yes, I knew he was Secretary of something. I knew he was in a duel.
I suggest seeing the play Hamilton, and I suggest mortgaging your house to do it. 1870, Jennifer, Alexander Calder was born.
He is an artist. He's a sculpturist.
Very good.
Like mobiles come to mind.
That's excellent. I believe in one of the airports, JFK, or one of them, is one of his big sculptures. A sculpture is 1942, Clarence Clemens was born.
He was the sax player for Springsteen and the E Street Band.
Correct.
And he died several years ago.
Correct.
This past weekend, the Stone Pony had the big man's concert or the boss concert.
Did they?
And my cousin's kid...
I think it's the Light of Day concert.
No, it was something with the boss or the big man in it. It wasn't Light of Day. And my cousin's kid met Clarence Clemens' son. And they have a picture together.
Nice.
Which I thought was pretty, pretty good.
And died on this date, Jennifer. Died on this date.
Okay.
1843, January 11th, Francis Scott Key.
He was a poet. He wrote the Star Spangled Banner.
Correct. Do we know anything else about him? Did he do anything else in his life?
Nope.
1982, Paul Lynde died.
Oh, he was a character actor on TV. He had a very distinctive voice. He was the center square on Hollywood Squares. He played Templeton the Rat in the
very
animated...
Good.
Charlotte's Web. He played the father on in Bye Bye Birdie.
Very good, Jennifer. You don't know who Alexander Hamilton is.
He was the...
but you are all over Paul Lynde.
He was the uncle on Bewitched. Or her father.
He
was one of the
characters.
Yeah.
Correct. Well, I think an uncle. I think you're right. And then finally, 2008, Edmund Hillary died.
Was
in
that
2008.
Late? You know, I think I remember when he died. I couldn't believe he was still alive. He was an explorer, an Arctic explorer. Himalayas. He climbed Mount Everest.
Mount Everest is correct,
there we
Jennifer.
Go.
Don't doubt yourself. That's all I have for today in history.
Okay.
January 11th, a little quiet. I mean, for my interest's sake. Speaking of about Clarence Clemens, by the way, Lori and I are going to see Mr. Springsteen on Broadway this Saturday.
Are you? Nice.
So I'll be in the city, Jennifer. Any tips of where to go? I know you love the city.
Is it Madison Square Garden?
No. It's not a concert. It's a one-man play. Bruce is on Broadway as a one-man show.
Oh, that's right. Which theater?
It's the Walter Kerr. It's like on 48th or something. 47th, I don't know. Somewhere up there.
I don't really...
How well do you know the city?
Not Midtown very well at all. I can't suggest drinks at the Waldorf because they're closed for renovation.
And I don't have a mortgage my house. How much to get a drink at the Waldorf?
It's really not. You could go to the Monkey Bar.
What's the Monkey Bar?
It's this bar my parents go to in Midtown.
And is it got a theme, like jungle theme or something?
Have you ever been to the Carlisle Bar?
Don't give me a suggestion.
Have you ever been to Bemelman's Bar in the Carlisle Hotel to see Ludwig Bemelman's murals on the wall?
No.
That's probably...
Actually painted on the wall?
Yeah. That's probably a little too... You probably don't want to walk that far.
What street is it on?
It's 50-something, but it's east.
Jennifer. Yeah.
It's on the east side.
It's cold out there, Jennifer.
I know.
So you're not a big Times Square Midtown girl, huh?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could go, it's too Disney.
Oh, no, it's not all that way.
It really is.
Easy now.
January.
Did you ever go to Lily's?
No.
This is a place I think you would love.
In Midtown?
It's probably about 48th Street between 7th and 8th. It's a bar restaurant, but it's like a Victorian theme.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you told me you were getting reservations there one time.
It was a while ago, but yeah. I think you would like that. See, I had a suggestion for you.
Well, good. If I'm ever in Midtown on the west side, I'll take you up on it. You could walk over to see the Intrepid.
I don't have all day, Jennifer. And like I said, it's not warm out.
I know.
We're going in there, getting a quick meal, watching Bruce, and getting home on the train.
I hope so. I hope he can get a train home. We didn't introduce the Jim Thatch January bookmark.
We didn't?
No, because we weren't here.
Oh.
It is a young, I assume it's a girl. The hair is long, but it's sort of
girlish
looking. A silhouette pressing her hands against the window, watching the snow fall against the bare trees. And January is spelled out in there, and I've seen it, found a couple HCLs. I don't think I found them all.
So starting year 31 of HCL bookmarks. 31 years.
And I just signed the voucher. You're going to be printing up 2017 bookmarks, and they'll be hanging.
The poster will join their other previous years on the wall on the lower level of the Harden County Library. My legacy, if you will. That probably is going to be my legacy, Jennifer. What's your legacy going to be? What are you leaving behind for future generations? I'm leaving behind bookmarks.
Oh, I just found 2008. That was clever.
2008? Why
hidden in the bookmark.
2018?
18, yes. And I found another HCL.
So don't change the subject. My legacy is going to be probably bookmarks and my kid, for good or bad. What about you? What kind of legacy are you looking to leave behind?
I don't know yet.
The Huntington County Library?
Perhaps. I don't know yet. I haven't thought, you know, you're much older than I am.
Okay.
You know, this
fair
is
enough.
You know, this is a big year for me.
Hey, they finished cutting that tree. Maybe they're done. Maybe they're just trimming those branches.
I think they're going to lunch.
Power lines. Oh. Okay, why are you sitting there silently?
I'm looking at the bookmark, looking for more HCLs.
Okay, I'd like to, what time is it? We don't have to go to a break at half. It's 11:32, 28 minutes.
No, see, it says optional.
From now, Jim Gano comes in, his show, Taking Care of Business. At some point, Jennifer is dragging her feet about this. But we have cameras in the studio here.
Okay, today would have been a good day to
and
do it.
And Jennifer refuses. We got to set one that's on me. Like, can we control these cameras?
I don't know. But I think we can control that they're not on me.
Well, we're going to control that one behind you to point over here, or I'll have to sit over. I don't know.
We'll figure it out. We could have done it today because I'm having a good hair day.
Oh. Well, good. I'm going to hold you to that.
February 8th will be my next good hair day.
Look for us. You can see our I don't know how to describe our faces on YouTube. It will be on YouTube. These videos go onto YouTube or on Facebook.
On Facebook.
They go on Facebook Live.
And actually, I think Jim Gano today is having Michelle Murphy from the Workforce Readiness Program at Hunterdon Central High School and a couple of her students. And in the past, we've had volunteers at the library from this program. And Jim has worked with this group of students at his place, Crown Trophy, for many, many years. So you should definitely stay tuned and listen to that, because it's an awesome program, and I'm sorry we've had to take a hiatus from it, but we hope we can get back to it soon.
But I mentioned, so 2018, we've already started scheduling our big events and not-so-big events, but all that going on. But before we do that, Jennifer, let's look back on our successes of 2017. What comes to your mind when you think of what we did in 2017? What? Something good. No, you're not going to. You're going to make me say everything?
I'm thinking.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'll start off then, Jennifer. The summer concert series.
Oh, the concerts at North County. We expanded them at North County.
I thought I was talking.
I'm sorry.
I gave you plenty of time to kick it off, and you just stared at me.
Because of what I was thinking.
So the summer concert series not only were the highest attended of all time.
Don't say it out loud.
No, I know. I'm talking about events, Jennifer. You've got a one-track mind.
I sure do.
And you've got to... So getting back to the library, Jennifer, the summer concert series was as popular as ever. We had the biggest crowds we ever had at the Hunterdon County Library for the British invasion years. We actually had one rain out at the Hunterdon County Library. The Blaumberg Band, it was raining. But then we had the Dan Butts Swing Band at our library.
And Dixieland / Swing.
Yes, and they were very popular. And then we added two concerts at the North County Branch Library that were held outdoors, which was a first for us in 2017. And the Summer Swing Orchestra was up there, as well as Long Hill String Band for two concerts. And it went so well, we are definitely doing it again next year, maybe even three concerts. up at the North County branch. We'll have to see. But I already got one concert booked, July 18th, 2018. We'll have a new band at the 100 County Library performing outdoors, Due South. It's a country, southern rock type band. They're very good. I'm looking forward. There's a chance we may not be having the British Invasion years, who we've had for several years in a row. We're working on that. If we don't, we will find a suitable replacement, and we'll probably have the Blauenberg Band back since we missed them last year. And then at the North County branch, I'm sure the Summer Swing Orchestra will be back.
I thought we were going to bring them down for us this year.
Well, possibly.
They were so
depending
good.
On who I can get. Okay. They were very good at the North County branch last year. They're really getting good. They got this young girl singer now who was incredible. I mean, just seeing like a 20-year-old girl sing torch songs from the 30s was pretty amazing, and doing them justice. Okay, 2017, we also had the Big Art Show. We also had the food truck again. We had the Italian ice truck at the British Invasion Years concert, and that was popular, so I'm hoping to do that again. And speaking of the Kona ice truck, they were at the art show, the outdoor art show we have every June at the 100 and County Library. That was very popular again. I wish I could remember the Best in Show winner off the top of my head, but I cannot. But that went very well. We had... What was the name of the band that was there?
I think was it Jugtown Mountain.
It was the Jugtown Mountain band, string band, yes, performed live music. And we'll be doing that again. That will be June 10th, I believe, Jennifer, in 2018.
That's what it was last year.
Well, couldn't be because it probably June 9th.
No, it was June 10th because it was my parents' 50th wedding anniversary. That's why I wasn't there. So it's probably June 9th this year.
When is Community Day? It's the week after Community Day. 100 County Chamber.
It was the third last year, so maybe it's the second.
Okay, so it's second and ninth. It's the week after Community Day, which the 100 County Library was happy to participate in last year. Another event. We were at Community Day promoting all our summer events. And the art show was the week after. So traditionally, Community Day and the week after the Huntington County Library Art Show. We did Maker's Day last year, and we're doing it again this year. Maker's Day, of course, is a lot of local clubs and demonstrators come to the North County Branch and South County Branch libraries. And it's a great family event. It's been gaining in popularity. I think this will be our third or fourth year.
Fourth, I think.
And I think it's like March. Do you know the date? March 26th?
It's Maker's Day is a statewide event. It is March 10th this year, and the South County Branch Library is having it on the 10th.
Okay.
For some reason, the North County Branch is not having it on the 10th. They're going to have it on the 24th.
Okay. But they're having it.
Yes.
So it's a big day for a family and a lot of fun. You can learn a new hobby and learn about a lot of things you don't know. I mean, I really love this event. So look for our webpage. All of the things we talk about, of course, are on our webpage, hclibrary.us. Go there to find out more details about everything that Jennifer and I talk about.
And you and I will sit down in the next few weeks and put together an annual report. We'll go through the pictures from the year and write some captions.
And then we had the gingerbread competition again. The chamber helped us with that in December. And also the annual photography show was a big hit. We had 100 entrants, which is the limit this year, and we'll do both of those events again in 2018. We had the Friends of HCL book sale was in May or the end of April?
I think it was the end of April this year.
And they also had the Tricky Tray that they're doing every October. So we'll be doing both of those events again in 2018, so look out for those. We have the promotion with Save Money with Your Library Cards in September, where flash your library card at participating local businesses, and you'll receive a generous discount. And this does not even include all of the youth programs, the summer reading clubs every summer with programs and games, and the adult summer reading club and the adult winter reading club.
Which is in full swing right now. It is no better time to read, and it runs through March 14th. Are you feeling snowed under, feeling the chill? You are invited to warm up between the covers of a good book, and join us as we play Snow Bingo and read our way through winter. Sign up at the webpage, hclibrary.us/a, wrc.htm. Print out a bingo card and mark one of the squares every time you finish reading a book. See how many bingos you can get before our end of the winter party on March 14th. For more information, see our website or call 730-6135.
And last but not least, well, I'm sure I'm forgetting some things, Jennifer, but our full program schedule of concerts, authors, speakers. Something happened to the audio here in my headphones, Jennifer.
I didn't touch it.
So, highlights, of course, last year, Ray Vaughan, always popular, Travis Wetzel, Bluegrass Fiddler, one of the best fiddlers in the country, if not the world, Jennifer. I should have brought a list with me. I'm going to forget all of them, but we generally at the Hunter New County Library, except for the summer, have two musical concerts per month and some afternoon concerts as well, including Fred Miller, who's joined us again for the past 18 years and will be back again in March this year. And then speakers and authors. Jennifer, remember any authors we had last year?
We had Michelle Stevens, who actually was on Dr. Oz earlier this week, so she's still ever popular. We had the author who's friends with Jennifer Farr Davis, who is coming back, the woman who climbed the mountain. I can't remember her name. I interviewed her on the radio show. Do you remember? Tara... I don't remember.
The mountain climber?
Yeah.
The Williams?
No, I don't remember.
I don't know why.
I don't remember. And we had Marta McDowell in November talk about her Laura Ingalls Wilder book that was just out.
So it's going to be more of the same in 2018.
Talk. I can hear you.
Okay. More of the same in 2018 with programs, concerts, speakers, authors, youth programs, adult programs, and then plus all the other services that the Hunterdon County Library offers throughout the year, which are too numerous to mention, Jennifer.
Too numerous.
So looking forward to 2018. I'm excited, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. There's going to be a lot of changes in 2018.
And starting with our computer system,
that's
like
right.
You said at the beginning of the show.
That's right. And we're going to do some more author interviews on Chamber Radio. We've had a couple. I've set one up for, it's going to be February 22nd now. And I was talking to Libby Cudmore yesterday, who hopes to have a new book out soon. But she and Jim, she was on a couple times with us last year. I think it was even maybe the year before. And Jim, she and Jim, Kara Richardson, that was her name, the mountain climber. She and Jim spent some time discussing my lack of musical tastes. So I'm sure they enjoyed that.
Is she coming back, you said?
Yeah, I think we're going to have her back.
The one thing I neglected to mention is the movie series that we have at the North Canada Branch and the main library. So we show movies that had just come out on DVD, all the popular movies. Since we do not have a movie theater in Huntington County, we took it upon ourselves to offer free movies to our patrons, and that's been very popular as well. We have a state-of-the-art system in our meeting room. I'm very glad to share it with you. Okay, it's 11:45. We're very close to it, so we're going to go to our last commercial break. Jennifer and I will come back and find something to talk about.
Okie dokie.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know? The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Jim Gannot will be in about 13 minutes to take care of business, and they have resumed the tree cutting, in case you were wondering. That is the update. So, Jim and I always used to do crossword puzzles together on our break at work. Remember the days?
I remember the days.
If people were looking for me, they could find me doing a crossword puzzle in Jim's office. And I continue to do them. Are you still a crossword, or are you more trivia now?
I still do crossword puzzles.
Okay. Well, December 17th, the Sunday New York Times had a 40-page supplement. Well, not 40-page, 40-puzzle supplement.
40 puzzles in one time?
40 puzzles in one time. So they have a crossword puzzle that spreads across a broadsheet, two sheets.
40 of them?
No, not 40 big ones, but like all kinds of different.
Oh, okay.
But they have one that's the width of two broad. It's like that big.
Wow.
I opened it up.
Did you do it?
I'm working on it. There's almost 600 across and down clues. It's about 1,200 clues altogether.
This was a month ago.
It was. Well, I've done all the other. I've done most.
Oh,
of
you need some
puzzles.
Help? Go ahead.
No, that's not what I'm doing.
Oh,
they
darn.
They have a quiz. Well. Will Schwartz came up with 12 statements about crossword puzzles, unusual facts.
I'm not going to know any of these.
Well, no, I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to. But two of them aren't true. I'll tell you that many. And the other 12 are true.
But why? You're just saying they're not true.
No. What do you mean I'm just saying they're not true?
You mean this is a true or false thing?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
Didn't make that clear, James.
I was getting there. Princess Margaret of England won a crossword contest in Country Life magazine in 1954. At first, the editors thought the entry was a hoax. A call to Buckingham Palace, though, confirmed that the princess had indeed submitted the solution.
Nice.
You think it's true or false?
Yeah, false.
It's true.
Well, she said there's only two false ones, so I'm going to say true for all of them and get a good score.
Okay. Advertisers pay the Chicago Tribune to have their... Are you going to do this or not?
Go ahead.
I won't do it then. You can talk. To have their commercial names and slogans put in its crosswords. It is believed that the newspaper earned almost $1 million last year from doing this.
True.
That is false.
You just tell me the facts and tell me if they're true or false.
All right. The world's first book of crossword puzzles was published in the United States in 1924. It was a number one national bestseller. It was also the first book ever published by Simon & Schuster, which today is one of the country's largest publishing houses. There used to be 6 big ones. Now there's 5 because Random House and Penguin merged.
Gotcha.
Yale University defeated Harvard in the first intercollegiate crossword tournament in 1925. The team from Harvard stumbled on the final clue: a slight convex curve in the shaft of a column. In 1954, a minister in the Indian Parliament introduced a bill to ban crossword competitions. He declared before a cheering house, "This menace has come to the forefront and has assumed really appalling proportions."
There was a movie about that. Did you see the movie about crossword competitions? I forget where it's at, but it's every year. You should watch it. I forget when I watched that. You should enter it.
I'm not that good.
You're not?
No. I don't know a lot of really odd words. The former President Bill Clinton is an avid crossword puzzler.
I knew that's a fact.
It is. Sometimes he does as many as 3 crossword puzzles a day. While being interviewed for a magazine in 1992, he completed a medium-level crossword in 6 minutes, 54 seconds. The world's largest published crossword is in Japanese and was created by the Tokyo-based puzzle called Nikolai. It measures almost 130 square feet and contains more than 66,000 clues and answers. The cost of a limited edition copy is 250,000 yen, about $2,000. I think we have a crossword puzzle at the North County Branch Library, a big one that they put out sometime.
We used to have one at the Huntington County Library.
I think they took it to North County. Oh, did they? This one is false. A 15-year-old boy won the Italian Crossword Championship in 2015. He was the youngest winner in the event's history. He defeated 162 other solvers, including former national champions, to win the tournament's gold cup. So the rest of these are true. In 1976, an air crash occurred over Zagreb, Croatia, possibly because of a crossword puzzle. A British pilot may have been distracted solving a puzzle, flew into restricted airspace, and hit another plane. In Israel, the across answers and a crossword are entered in the grid from right to left. In Poland, only singular nouns of the first case are permitted, with very few exceptions. No plurals, verbs, adjectives, or words of any other type are allowed. And we might have done this puzzle. In 1997, a young lawyer in New York City proposed to his girlfriend through the New York Times crossword. A message in that day's puzzle seen by millions of people invited her to marry him.
That's good. That's a great idea.
Yes.
How did he pull that off?
I don't know.
Was his name Will Schwartz?
No. So
let me take a look at this mega puzzle while we're sitting here.
While you're sitting here? No, you can't. After talk, you can't do this on the way out.
I just want to peek at it. I like this. Oh, good Lord. You've got the whole top filled.
I do. Yeah, I've been working. And the bottom, it's the middle I haven't gotten to yet.
Gotcha. Very nice.
So, and we haven't had him in a while. I should see if he's still around. We used to have Stan Newman, the creator of Newsday crossword puzzles.
So if you want the New York Times crossword puzzle at the Huntington County Library, can you do that?
You can photocopy it.
It for a nickel?
Yes.
Very good.
Yes. It's a pretty good deal. It's the second Thursday of the month, which means the library reads list is out. And it's the top 10 books published in... It's going to be published in February that librarians across the country love. And the top book this month, is The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna. Lenny and her family embark on a new way of life in Alaska's wilderness in 1974, hoping this is the final solution for her troubled POW father. In Alaska, she and her family are tested, and when change comes to her small community, her father's anger threatens to explode and divide the town. This is a beautifully written novel, descriptive and engaging characters with well-developed characters and a strong sense of place. And Kristen Hanna, The Nightingale book, which was very popular for many years. So this will be a good choice for book groups.
And if you are a book group, how can the Huntington County Library help you, Jennifer?
We have book group kits available, over maybe 3-4 dozen. You go to our website, hclibrary.us, click on Reader Services, and you'll find a list of the book group kits. And the book group kits contain anywhere from 8 to 12 copies of the same book, making it easier for you to pass out. Some of them have questions, discussion questions in them, and you can keep them for 8 weeks. So that makes it really, really easy to supply your book group. Can you talk for a minute, because I have to call?
I think that's a great service. We started this maybe a decade or so ago.
I think so. And every year, the headquarters book group collects money to honor Jane Ricketts, the librarian who's been running the group since I gave it up several years ago. And they select a book group, a new book for a new kit. So we'll be anxious to see what that is for this year.
And actually, the Huntington County Library, North County Library, South County Branch Library, and Friends of the Huntington County Library actually have book groups.
We do.
So if you want to get on their schedule, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. You joined a book group in 2018. That's a good resolution.
It sure is. Sorry.
Don't get too excited over
I'm looking at the little clock.
It's time, Jennifer. It is time.
Well, it was our first show of the year, and we're sorry we missed last week. Let's hope we have no more weather issues for the rest of the year. Thanks for listening. Happy New Year. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Southern California, 17 people are now known dead from mudslides and flooding following torrential rains in the very same area struck by the state's largest ever wildfire a month ago.
I would say it's apocalyptic.
This woman is heard on Fox News viewing the damage in Montecito.
I had no idea that the devastation was like this.
Besides the 17 known dead, at least a dozen people are listed as missing, and that death toll is expected to rise. U.S. Senate Republican Jeff Flake of Arizona says a group of bipartisan lawmakers is already close to an agreement for bolstering border security while also solving the DACA dilemma. DACA being the program that has shielded hundreds of thousands of undocumented immigrants from deportation because they were brought here as children, a program the White House has wanted to rescind. This is USA Radio News.
Before there were superheroes, there was Samson. From the author of the New York Times bestseller Fireproof, Eric Wilson tells the tale of the original superhero with divine strength to free his people from the rule of an evil empire, but only if he keeps his childhood vow to resist his very own human desires. Chosen, betrayed, redeemed. Samson by Eric Wilson. Available where fine books are sold.
Meet the coolest ammo manufacturer in America. Even their name is unique. Bite the Bullet. Bite the Bullet offers the highest quality and lowest prices in the country. Buy online, ship right to your door, and always made in the USA. Right now, Bite the Bullet will include 15 extra rounds on any order of 500 rounds or more. This is in addition to their everyday lowest prices. Just use promo code WAR. Order 500 rounds today and get 15 extra rounds free. Just go to bitethebullet.co and use the promo code WAR.
There's outrage both inside and outside of the state of Maryland after a video of a woman clothed only in a hospital gown is put on the street in the nighttime cold by a hospital in Baltimore, and that video goes viral.
Are you okay? Are you unable to speak?
The video of the woman left at a bus stop with belongings in plastic bags recorded by a man who says he's a mental health counselor. No details have been released about what led to the incident, but the hospital says it's investigating. Alabama is seeking the fast lane in its bid to become a major automaking hub in the southern U.S., landing a coveted $1.6 billion joint venture plant that will be built by Japanese car giants Toyota and Mazda. They say it will eventually employ 4,000 people. That new plant to be located in Huntsville, Alabama. That's already a hub for the region's budding aerospace industry. Switzerland's adopted a new law prohibiting people from putting live lobsters into boiling water, claiming they feel significant pain. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/